Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer.
Welcome back, and this is week two when we're looking on working for Christ. Last week, we looked on several ideas in terms of when you're starting to work for Christ, have a vision for what you're going to do. Have an understanding of the job description or the expectations of what the work that you want to do in when you're working for Christ. Also, strong leadership is important. Ensure that you stay committed to what you're doing and you understand where you're going. Whether it is you are going to be the leader or that you're working with or under a leader. Also, ensure that everyone does their job when you're working as a part of a team. So you understand the role of other persons and ensure that everybody else does their job. And the last point is that relationships matters. Your partners matters. You need partners and strategic partners to help you on your goal and your journey when you're building and working for Christ. So Romans 12, 4 and 5 is our core scripture. And it says, our bodies have many parts, but these parts don't all do the same thing. In the same way, even though we are many individuals, Christ make us one body and individuals who are connected to each other. So we're looking on team building and team being a team player, building a team and also working for Christ. And when you're working for Christ, you're not working by yourself. You're working with several partners. If you're a part of a church organization, you are also doing work to ensure that they carry out their mission of building the kingdom and edifying the body of Christ. So this week we want to look on at the united team versus a divided team. What does that look like? And how does that work? And what is the differences between the two? And there are three reasons, and we split them in two different categories. So that was what we're looking on this week. For the united team, a united team, as we were talking about last week, has strong leadership. So strong leadership is important when you're building when you're working for Christ. Ephesians 4:16 says, he makes the whole body fit together and united through the support of every joint. As each and every part does its job, he makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. So strong leadership is very important, and a divided team does not have strong leadership. So how is it that each member is going to know what they're supposed to do? How is it that each new member coming into the team is going to be trained? How is it that you know what success looks like? How are you going to evaluate whether is it that you're meeting your objectives or not? These are the responsibilities of a strong leader. They will ensure that everybody does their job. They will ensure that the members are trained to the level that they can become productive. So if you are working as a part of a ministry and you're unproductive, it means that there's some missing pieces to that team. The team may not be united as it should. Because as the scripture in Ephesians says, is that Christ makes the whole body fit together and unites it through the support of every joint. So every member of a part of that team has to support the vision and the mission of that work. So what kind of work are we talking about? Whether it is feeding the sick, visiting persons in the hospital, we're talking about ensuring that the simple things of calling persons and checking up on other members or even the core group. If you're working with young people, how is it that we can point persons to get help if they need support? So those are the things in terms of ensuring the strong leader ensures that every member does their job and everybody understands what they're doing. And when there's a difficult period, the strong leader will ensure that you can rise and go through that period, and they will show you how to navigate what it is that you need to navigate to overcome the hurdles that may come. A weak leader may abandon ship, may not want to, and they will just walk away if there's a problem. They're not interested in growth, and the team that they're leading may not be productive. So, and that's the second reason. The second reason of a strong team when you're working for Christ is productivity. You have to be productive when you're working for Christ, because you can't just sit idle and just not do anything, but you have to ensure that you're productive. Because as the scripture in Ephesians says that as each and every part does its job, he makes the body grow. So as you do your job, it carries out and it works as part of the larger picture of building and edifying the body of Christ, which is the goal of edifying and meeting the needs of others. So when you identify something that you want to do and want to be a part of, is that you recognize that there is an unmet need that your skills can meet. And when you become a part of a team, you have to ensure that you have become united behind a vision. And that's where the strong leadership comes in, to show you where that vision is. That's where your leadership skills come in, now that you're sharing the vision of that need that you saw and how you plan to meet those needs. And that now will help now to you become productive, and you can build a productive team to meet that need on a consistent basis. And that's what it's all about, consistency, to ensure that you can meet the need on a consistent basis. And the result, as what Ephesians 4:16 says, the result is that the body of Christ will grow and build itself up in love. Because you sharing that solution and meeting that need, you're actually doing it out of love. And an unproductive member, they don't win. You know that person that, you have ever been a part of a team where two or three persons is doing the work of the entire team that consists of probably four or five members, and everybody's supposed to get the grade for that work? Yeah. Those three persons that don't do anything, those are the unproductive members that you don't want a part of your team. And if they're on your team, you have to ensure that they get up to speed by doing their part. And sometimes there are various reasons why, and we'll look on that next week. A divided team has unproductive members, while a united team has productive members. And as the scripture says, every member is doing their job. Also, the last reason is that a united team has a strong support system, while a divided team, their members are unsupportive. So if something go wrong, everybody take with themselves or them gone. That's the important thing. And reemphasize a point in Ephesians 4. When everybody do their job, Christ makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. And that's the last part in terms of the supporting part, that when you have a strong support system, the team builds itself up in love, so that when one other fall, the next one pull them up and encourage them to carry out the work, or even work with them and work alongside these people to ensure that they're up to speed or up to the level of to produce the result that is being required. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 to 14 says, "Therefore, encourage each other and strengthen one another as you are doing. Brothers and sisters, we ask you to show your appreciation for those leaders who work among you and instruct you. We ask you to love them, think very highly of them because of the work they are doing, living peace with each other. And we encourage you, brothers and sisters, to instruct those who are not living right, cheer up those who are discouraged, help the weak, be patient with everyone." So this is clear, especially in verse 14, Paul is even encouraging and sharing how we can support other members. He says, cheer up those who are discouraged, help the weak. So persons who are weak, especially weak in faith or weak physically, or doesn't understand what to do and they're not producing the result, help them. It also says that those who are discouraged, to cheer them up and instruct those who are not doing the right thing. And that's how you provide support to your team members, to ensure that you can carry out and do the work for Christ in a very productive way. As we close, to remember that when you're carrying out your function as a team, ensure that Christ is the one who makes the team grow. He builds the team in love, and he fits all members together. And as you carry out, the team without Christ cannot grow, becomes divided, and it tears itself down. When you're working for Christ, you need a productive team around you. You need a support system to ensure that you can grow. And you also need strong leadership that you can ensure that you can navigate through the difficult periods. So our action step, and as the questions that you can use to review this week's teaching, is that, do you have a strong team around you to meet that need that you want to meet? Do you have a vision for that thing that you want to do? Do you understand what does success look like? And what are the measures that you'll put in place to ensure that you can build the members up to carry out the vision when everything is falling short. So these are some things to think about this week. And until next time, God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.